But then you might have some real syrup, some real maple syrup. And you might say, this is real syrup, or this is what kind of syrup?
Well, if you want me to tell you what kind of syrup we used to use, we used ribbon cane. Pure made it out of that.
Out of
ribbon cane. That grow, it's got, you know, some of it, it's blue looking. And they'll grow on the stalks about that big. And there'll be a bunch of them. And you just have a pretty good patch of them. Well, you got to strip that pot off and top that stuff and cut it down, haul it to the mill, grind it. And then you go to the pan with it, and you got some of the best stuff you ever eaten in your life. Ain't nothing in the world. Big, good, red, and cane stuff. Now they got a sorghum to do that way. And the sorghum ain't as good as red and cane.
What do you call the stuff that you put on your toast? Butter and perhaps something else?
On my toast?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I spread a little jelly or potatoes on it.
Okay. If there were some apples and a cow wanted one, he would say,
"Give me an apple. Give me an apple."
let's see. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
It wasn't these boys, but it must have been one of Jones's boys.
If you didn't know whose boys they were, you would say, well, it must have been one of...
Those boys.
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing to a tree a long way away, you might say it's...
Good ways out.
Yeah, you're pointing to it, and you want somebody to look at it, and you would say, there it is.
Way over yonder.
I think we did that one before.
You don't care if I slip off my feet.
No. If you have a lot of fruit trees, you call it the whole, or all those fruit trees put together, you wouldn't call it a forest, but you would call it a...
Orchard.
Right. Inside a cherry, the part that you don't eat is called the
seed.
And inside a peach, what's it called?
Peach.
What kind of peaches are there where the flesh is played against the stone?
Woo! Excuse me, let me shut this door.
I heard a cat meowing.
Maybe won't hear quite so good. Now, what was your
question? The kind of a peach, where the flesh of the peach is tight against the stone.
Plum peach.
Yeah. I never heard that.
You never heard? Mm-hmm. Well, is that on there, plum peach?
Serious, never heard that.
There is an apricot, and we have the old-fashioned peach tree. It's the same way. You can't hardly get it away from the thing.
What about the kind of a peach that's not tied against stone? What do you call that?
I call that an Alberta.
Okay.
Is that what they got it?
No.